Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Good morning, David Creel, Certified Ziglar Master Coach with my friend, Andrea, from the great state of Ohio. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for agreeing to come on the podcast. And I'm excited to see what we create today.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
Awesome. Okay. So I know your time's valuable. I know my time's valuable. So if it's all right with you, we'll just jump right into it. What would make this an amazing conversation today?
Just trying to resolve this one area that it's been frustrating me the past couple weeks. So this will be really good to get some insight so that I can just move forward instead of being stuck.
Okay, so I'm gonna probably need a little bit more context.
Yes, but that would be amazing, is to be able to move forward. So the thing that just has been frustrating me is, business is about building relationships, right? And making connections. And the more that you make, like, you can't keep it all in your head. So there has to be a system for tracking that and realizing, you know, it really consistently following up and staying in touch with people is important. And so I've been looking for a system to track my connections, to remind me when it's time to follow up. So again, I don't have to keep it in my head. And as much as I like writing on paper, at some point that just does not really become, it just doesn't become practical. So I finally found a platform that it seems like it checks a lot of the boxes in what I'm looking for. You know, no platform is necessarily going to hit what you want 100%. This checks most of those. But then as I was starting to enter contacts that I've made into the system, when I was finding, like, downloading contacts and then trying to upload it into the new, like, there's just some things that were not connecting. So that was frustrating. And then when I was starting to manually input connections, I wasn't seeing them crop up. So anyway, that's, like, totally deflated my motivation to keep going. And so I'm still, like, making connections, but I'm like, oh, I'm also losing track at the same point. So I have to, like, it's just this, I always find this with technology in general. It's like, how long is this really going to take? Like, technology works really well when it works. But then when it doesn't, it seems to create more headaches. And I'm like, it's slowing me down. And anyway, I need to get over it, though, because I know in the long run, it's going to be a good thing. It's just this initial gap. It's like, I'm just not looking forward to it. And I do have to reach out. I know I have to reach out to the platform to be like, what is going on? But again, it comes, you know, when we're looking at time, like, how much time is that going to take? So there it is.
Okay. And whenever you reach out to whatever the company is called, there's no need putting them on blast at the moment, because my guess is the software probably does what it says it does. It's just you don't know what you're doing. That's my guess.
Yeah, there's something there that there's a disconnect, and I know they'll be able to tell me. It's just, I think one of the things that just feels like it's weighed me down is, like, it wasn't, the ability to upload contacts in there was not as smooth or as quick as I was hoping. Because again, it just feels like it's slowing me down from continuing to make connections and build relationships.
Okay. So let's just say you got them on the phone, whoever it is. Yeah. And the lay of the land is you actually can communicate with the person you're speaking to.
Yeah.
Or they speak English or enough where you can communicate and the whole deal. Yeah. Okay. So let's assume that works. And let's say you spent an hour on the phone with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, that saves you 15 minutes a day of doing it wrong or not doing it the right way or whatever. Okay. So after 4 days of that, you're now in the black.
That is true. Yes.
But if you compound that over the next month, 6 months, four quarters, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
now you're talking hours and hours and hours of work saved just on the front end, wasting, quote unquote, an hour.
Yeah.
So I guess, how long have you said a couple of weeks, right? You've been trying to get this program to work, or it's been, how long has it been?
It's been about a week. And I think the other thing is, and yes, like perspective, if you timeline it out, it does save time, but I was tracking how long it was taking me to manually input contacts, and it was also taking longer than I thought. So it's kind of this, like, the expectations. I had a certain expectation of the time that would be invested in it. And I think that's also compounding the frustration. Is like, it took me, how long did it take? I think, say, in 40 minutes, it took, I was only able to put like 10 or 11 people in. So then I'm thinking, like, I built a huge network of people up to this point. And I'm like, oh man, like, how long is this actually going to take me to do this? And then the fact, like, the ones that I put in there, I think they're in there, but I can't find them. So I don't know. It's just been, as I'm looking at my to-do list for the day, it's like, is this really worth my time? But yeah, I don't know how to get over that, the mindset block of that.
Well, now that's a totally different question.
Mm-hmm.
Because is it worth your time to make sure your contacts are up to date and you're following up with them? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But does that necessarily mean that you have to put all that stuff in?
Right. Yes. So that was like something I was thinking about earlier. I'm like, oh, do I pay someone to do the data entry for me? So I haven't resolved that yet.
Well, what I have a very simple system to do mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a Mac person or a PC person. It doesn't really matter. I'm a Mac person, and I created my own on Numbers. Or mm-hmm. if you're a PC girl, it's Excel.
Okay. Yeah.
So it doesn't, I've got a system down where for me to input some new stuff, I mean, it takes me maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, okay. I'm not willing to pay somebody for 2 minutes of my time because I'm not inputting 300 people a day,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a handful a week. But what I'm thinking is, if you bit the bullet and got them on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and either recorded the session or took very good notes and let them walk you through it while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm struggling with this and this and this. How do I make this faster?
Yeah.
And then let them walk you through it, take notes or record it or whatever you need to do. Then if and when you got to the point where you're going to hire someone to do your data entry, basically, mm-hmm. you say, this is exactly how you do it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good thought. I hadn't
at all.
Yeah. No, that's a good thought. I hadn't thought about even asking them if they're what the platform, if there is a faster way to do it. And then certainly, yeah, recording and having somebody else watch it, because it's not brain surgery.
Right. It's, but as the, like, for example, okay, you go to whatever car you drive, you know, Chevy or Benz or, you know, mm-hmm. Gaudi or whatever kind of car you drive.
Yeah.
You're not, the person that owns Chevrolet isn't doing the data entry.
Right.
They have a system in place so other people can do the data entry, and then they can focus on the two or three areas that they need to do to run the company.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it's getting to where the data entry is becoming a big bottleneck, mm-hmm. either actual bottleneck or mentally a bottleneck, mm-hmm. where you're spending so much of your time, how come this thing won't do what it's supposed to do? And it may be that you have unrealistic expectations for this particular software to be able to do what you want to do, because it's not possible.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, now I've got to go find the one that does.
Yeah. I mean, I think this one is the closest, but yeah, just even thinking, like reminding myself, like I am the CEO. And so thinking in that way, like, just, is this something that I really need to be doing? Probably not. And so being able to record or give someone the step-by-step instructions so that I have confidence. I think that's part of it too, is like, oh, if I hand it off, are they really going to, like, are they going to perform that task accurately? But I like that idea of recording or saying, this is exactly how I want it done. So again, it's just a matter of following the steps.
Right. Well, but then I'm not saying you, let's say you do hire, eventually you get a hold of the platform and you get like, mm-hmm. these are the 10 steps you need to do, and don't do nothing besides these 10 steps. Yeah. Okay. Cause they work every time like clockwork.
Yeah.
But once that happens, I'm not saying, you know, you hire a VA or whoever to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you just give them free rein, do whatever you want. You, right. you show, say, I want, get on a Zoom call with me, and I want you, I'm going to show you exactly what I want done. And then
yes.
you give them yeah. like a test one, and you see if it's mm-hmm. inputted. Cause obviously if they don't input the data, they don't get paid.
Yeah, that's a good thought too. I hadn't thought about that. Is just kind of doing the quality control check would be good, or even say like input these 10 and then I'll check them. Like that feels doable. To make sure that they're on the right track.
Yeah, like for example, in a previous life when I was a lab tech for petrochemicals, and I was going to learn a new method to test, you know, diesel or whatever, I watched what to do and I took notes. Mm-hmm. Depending on how complex it was, I may have had to see it 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 times while I'm mm-hmm. taking notes and asking questions from somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Then we switched and they watched me do it as many times as necessary until I got comfortable with it, looking at my notes, asking mm-hmm. questions. And then after, you know, a couple of times of that, he's got it. Watch your notes. You know exactly what to do. And then you're on your own. So it wasn't like they just said, go run this method. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know where the machine is or the instrument. But that would be the same process with your whoever you hire. Like, you figure out how to do it. So then when something's not going well, you can you'll spot it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this data point is not showing up. What's the problem here? Like, I know it's here because I'm looking at it. And then show them what to do. They do a couple with you watching over them. And then mm-hmm. once they get where they've got it, okay, fly a little birdie, fly, and let me know when it's done.
Yeah, no, that's good. I realize it's like taking that mindset shift from, like, you know, when you start out doing a business and you're just doing all the things, and then you, at some point you have to make that transition to be like, I'm not supposed to do all the things, and learning to let go. And yeah, just even having that quality. I think that was the piece that I was missing too, is thinking about how to bridge that gap between getting it off my plate and giving it to somebody else and making sure that it's set up in the way that I want it to be set up.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good luck in your hiring and whatever platform it is, endeavors. And yeah. One thing I would also say too is you got to get out of your mind the sunk cost of the time you've already spent on whatever it is.
Yes, absolutely. That was exactly the thing I was thinking. Yeah. Is remembering like even slowing down initially is like going to help to keep things going.
Well, we get bogged down in the, well, I've already spent this many hours. Well, the key word there is spent. You can't do nothing about it. That time's already gone. But, you know, as Einstein said, the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah, exactly.
But a key thing, which I've heard one of my coaches say, is sometimes we have to slow down to actually speed up.
Yeah. Yep.
Like in, I've heard this from a Formula One world champion before on this TV show. Like when you're entering a corner in a car, he said, how you exit the corner is not near as important. I mean, how you enter the corner is not near as important as how you exit the corner. Mm-hmm. And he said, you hard on the brake, you get in the corner. And he said, you don't put your foot on the gas until you don't have to take it back off the gas to get out of the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like I'm slowing down. You don't enter the corner going 100. You enter it going 40, get where you can put your foot on the brake, and then you slingshot out of the corner. That's kind of what we're talking about here about.
Yeah.
It is going to take you a little bit of time. It may only be 20 minutes. It may just be one little setting that you're like, oh, geez, it was right there the whole time. But in my opinion, take the time to slow down and get the process figured out first. Because if you don't have the process figured out, you can't, how would you expect to be able to tell someone else to do it if you don't know what it is?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's good. And I really like that analogy too.
So, awesome. Okay, well, this was fun.
Yeah. All right.
Well, all right. Let me know how it goes.
Yes. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.